Born in the struggle against dictatorship, many of Chile's musical groups boast not only fine musical talent, but social conscience as well. El Congreso is one of the country's oldest and most respected groups to continue that tradition. It combines Andean, European classical, and pop elements to produce wonderful and unique South American sound. Rhys Ehrlich met members of El Congreso in Viña del Mar along Chile's coast, about 100 miles west of Santiago.
Estas fechas fueron las del año del lobo.
El Congreso is a most unusual group. The eight musicians have written biting songs against the dictatorship of General Augusto Pinochet. They sing in favor of the poor and disenfranchised. They are a household name in Chile and play to sellout crowds, but commercial radio stations refuse to play their records, according to Congreso saxophonist Hugo Pirovich.
Congreso is popular in Chile, but the radio don't play our records.
Composer and lead singer Francisco Pancho Sasso says lack of radio airtime isn't so bad, because when you become famous, the audience comes to expect the same songs. He says lack of airplay allows for greater innovation.
It's a good thing.
I think it's better.
You become popular, you become famous, and then you must content all your crowd always.
No. You must please.
You must please your crowd. Yes, yes.
You know, you're the first musician I've ever spoken to who was glad that his records are not playing on the radio.
You are more free.
Estamos en este pozo ciego. Aquí fuimos entre tanta semilla quemada.
Congreso formed back in the 1970s after General Augusto Pinochet overthrew President Salvador Allende. Military censors had to approve all musical albums and went over every song before a concert, says Sasso.
At the beginning of the dictatorship, it was very difficult. We played in small venues. We played wherever we could. The military censored all concerts, but they were looking for the typical terrorist, so we used metaphors. People could dance to our music, but also read between the lines of our lyrics. A lot of messages were resistance songs. The people understood, but the censors didn't understand. It was great.
Since 1989, Chile has had democratically elected governments, and Congreso doesn't face overt censorship. But the musicians do face fierce competition for young audiences. Pancho Sasso takes me on a walk down the streets of Viña del Mar to illustrate the many new musical influences now hitting Chile.
Yeah, well, it's an American song.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Britney Spears, something like that. No, that's the world music, you know.
But Sasso admits with a smile that when he was a teenager, he only listened to American and British pop music. I asked him when he first heard Andean music.
I think it was Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah.
Simon and Garfunkel played Chilean music.
The first time that when they played the Condor Pasa, you know, then it became popular.
Like the 1960s musicians who took a cue from Simon and Garfunkel to develop their own indigenous style, so Congreso in the new millennium incorporates lots of musical influences. In its most popular current tune, Congreso combines elements of Latin American protest music with rap in a song called The Crazy Girl Without Shoes.
Ella besó a su madre, le dijo, mami, ya vuelvo, escondiendo la maleta,
donde cabe media vida.
Y corrió a tomar el tren que la conduce a la fama, la mayor de las hermanas, la que nunca se ha casado.
Es una canción un poco cómica, simple, dedicada a una niña que baila.
It's a comical song dedicated to a girl who dances on TV and becomes famous. She dances with bare feet because she has no shoes. We're writing music for people who aren't at the center of society. We write about marginal people. The people without shoes.
El Congreso has remained popular by continuing to write songs about the dispossessed while maintaining a modern musical sound. Although members of El Congreso are in their 50s and 60s now, they remain true Chilean rebels. For Common Ground, I'm Reese Ehrlich in Viña del Mar, Chile.